This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, dear students, and welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 198. Today, we're delving deep into a topic that's been on many minds, the fascinating world of children growing up with technology today. Let's embark on this journey together, exploring the past and the present and imagining the future. Picture this. A small town in Montenegro, former Yugoslavia, birds chirping, birds singing, children playing with marbles, small round glass balls used for playing games, and hopscotch, and the sounds of laughter filling the air. This was my childhood. A tech-free sanctuary where imaginations roamed free and entertainment was crafted by our own hands. But contrast this with today's children, whose fingers dance across touchscreen tablets before they can even write with a pencil. How might this shift in upbringing influence their futures? Upbringing refers to the way in which a child is brought up by its parents. It's about the values, manners, and habits that are instilled in a child as they grow. For example, her strict upbringing made her disciplined. One cannot help but wonder, will these tech-savvy kids be more connected with each other, or will the very devices that promise connection make them isolated? Consider the phrase, world at their fingertips. For sure, today's children have access to vast reservoirs of information, knowledge, and entertainment. But will this ocean of data drown the essence of human connection? By the way, world at their fingertips means having easy access to a lot of information or resources. Tech savvy, someone who is very knowledgeable or skilled in handling modern technological devices, especially computers. For instance, young kids these days are so tech savvy. They can fix any gadget. Diving deeper, let's explore the age-old conundrum. When is the right time to introduce a child to technology? Dear listeners, today I decided to really challenge you with your English here. Listen to that noun again, conundrum. Conundrum. That's the word we use when we want to pose a question that doesn't necessarily have a simple answer. It's sort of like a mystery. It's a challenge. So let's explore the age-old conundrum. When is the right time to introduce a child to technology? You see, this question right here doesn't necessarily have a simple answer. I mean, you might think this age is the right one. Someone else might think a completely different age is the right one, and so on. So let's explore this age-old conundrum. When is the right time to introduce a child to technology? Is it at the age when they can understand the difference between reality and the virtual world, or when they can understand the consequences of their online actions? These are crucial important questions, especially as screen time becomes a fundamental gadget in many households. So again, a conundrum is a confusing or difficult problem. It's like a puzzle you can't solve easily. For example, the mystery of the missing cookies was a conundrum no one could solve. The mystery of the missing cookies was a mystery that no one could solve. Thinking back to my childhood in Montenegro, we had no screens. We had the sky, the earth, and our dreams. We learned patience by waiting, resilience by doing, and joy from simple pleasures. Will today's tech-driven kids experience the same emotional growth? Or will technology offer them new avenues of personal development we haven't yet imagined? What is resilience? The ability to recover quickly from difficulties, from toughness. Think of it like a rubber band that no matter how much you stretch it, always comes back to its original shape. She showed great resilience after failing her test, studying harder and passing the next one with flying colors. On the brighter side, technology can be a tool for unity. Virtual classrooms, online games, and social media have bridged the geographical barriers. A child in France can befriend another in Toronto. Knowledge, once limited by borders, is now universal. But with this comes the responsibility to teach our children digital etiquette. Listen to that. Digital etiquette, safety, and the importance of offline connections. Etiquette, or etiquette, is the customary code of polite behavior in society. It's like an unwritten rule book of do's and don'ts. For example, table etiquette dictates that you shouldn't talk with your mouth full. As we wrap up today's episode, let's leave with some food for thought. While we cannot predict the future, we can guide the present. Let's ensure our children strike a balance between the digital and the tangible, the virtual and the real. For in that balance lies a future that's not only connected, but also humane. Dear listeners, as you think about these ideas and enrich your English vocabulary, I hope you stay connected with us, both in spirit and in words. Until next time, keep learning English and growing. Thank you.